You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3 p.m. on September 20th, 2024. Today is the last of the National Postdoc Appreciation Week. Welcome to episode 36 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, report on the Northwest League, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. On September 16th, SFU introduced 46 faculty members, according to its official website. Many events occurred for SFU on September 17th. David Zandvliet, an education professor and UNESCO chair in biocultural diversity and education, made the scholarly impact of the week with his two-eyed approach in connecting humans and nature. SFU scholars Molly Karencross from psychology, Valentin Jamuil, Amy Lee from science, and Leanna Patrick from health sciences earned Health Research BC Awards among 37 winners, according to the SFU Research Twitter page. Biological sciences professor Lisa Julian was named a 2023 Brain Canada Future Leader in Canadian Brain Research among 21 leaders, both according to the SFU Sciences Twitter page. Congratulations to all five. Also on September 17th, the SFU English Department introduced Junie DeSille, who is the 2024 Writer in Residence, and the SFU School of Medicine is looking for an Associate Dean in Indigenous Health, both according to the SFU Twitter page. I will come back with the first song after the next PSA.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
First up today is what was supposed to be the second band last week, El Perro del Mar's Big Anonymous with Underworld. Just a minute, please. Oh, God. Just a minute, please. I used El Perro del Mar, but for some reason it just did not provide the one I wanted. Just a minute, please. Well, now I got it. It was just right at the bottom. Here is El Perro del Mar with El Perro del Mar's Big Anonymous with Underworld. That was Underworld from El Perro del Mar's Pick Anonymous. Next up is Crawlers, The Mess We Seem to Make. The tune is Nighttime Affair.
Why do we only kiss at night? Soon as we drink for an excuse, we know it's not right. Now we ignore the tension, cause we know it's light. To get through the day, you relive the memories of last night. And I know that you'll leave me till she's gone. Everyone can see the way you look at me when she's not looking. I'm just the nighttime affair when she's not there. To lay in dirty sheets in the secondhand heat, I don't care. I'll be a nighttime affair, cause at least you'll see me. Sacrifice myself to see you in the dark.
I would like to comment on the SFU athletics at this time. Three events were on tap for September 14th. The Red Leafs cross country teams competed in the Gator Cross Invitational at Fort Styla Coombe Park in Linwood, Washington, where the times were minutes and seconds. First, with the women's 4K, Rachel Watkin led SFU with a 13:30.3 run for 6, also 6 points, followed by Selin Tastemir at 13:56.5 for 19th, 16 points. Charlotte Prangley, 14:02 for 22, 18 points. And Milena Kalich, 14:04.3 for 25, 20 points. And the final scoring position to Veronica Lee, who ran at 14:08.8 for 27, 22 points, as the fifth Red Leaf to finish, according to TFRRS.org. In the Gator Cross, the top five runners in each club, college or university, are counted for standings, while those with less than five runners and attached runners do not. SFU women scored 82 points for fourth, while Portland won with 25 points, led by Juliet Forstrom, who ran at 13:06.1 to win the individual women's crown. In the men's 6K, Ben Schoening led SFU with an 18:10.8 run for 21st, 20 points. Jose Castro at 18:13.8 for 25, 24 points. Scott Arndt at 18:16.8 for 28 for 26 points. Aiden Good at 18:22.4 for 29, 27 points. And the final scoring position to Braden All, who ran at 18:26.6 for 32, 29 points as the fifth SFU Red Leaf to finish. SFU's men's scored 126 points for fifth, while Portland also won the men's 6K in the Gator Cross with 15 points, led by Nate Lance, who ran at 17:19.1 to win the individual men's crown at Fort Styla Coombe Park in Linwood, Washington. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs men's soccer played the Sonoma State Seawolves. Michael Hennessy opened the scoring for SFU 48 seconds in on Jack Chapman, but Sonoma's Jose Leo Lara tied the game at 4:28, and Caleb Yoon scored the go-ahead goal at 24:30, both on Jordan Thorson, as the Seawolves held on for a 2-1 win over the Red Leafs at Seawolf Soccer Field in Roner Park, California, where 4 yellow cards were issued, 2 for SFU, as Jordan Thorson allowed 2 goals on 5 shots, and Jack Chapman won after 1 goal on 5 shots. SFU volleyball capped off September 14th, as they took on the Cal State University San Bernardino, ranked 16th, as the Red Leafs swept the Wolves in 3 straight sets at Nicholson Arena in Ellensburg, Washington, to finish the Central Washington University Invitational and its preseason. Mason Unger and Brooke Dexter were named to the Central Washington University Invitational All-Tournament team, as Unger had 36 digs while Dexter inflicted 41 kills, both SFU highs, according to the SFU Athletics Instagram page. There was one game on September 15th as SFU women's soccer took on the Colorado Christian. Sarah Carabata opened the scoring for the Red Leafs at 27:01, followed by Jensa Napier-Ganley at 30:35, both on Alana Lopp, and Ava Schock brought the Cougars within one at 42:38 on Sarah Lowen, when SFU's Ava Schock also earned a yellow card. Schock was ejected at 83:22 during the second half, but the Red Leafs defense and goalkeeper Sarah Lowen kept the Cougars at bay to win 2-1 at Trailblazer Stadium in Lakewood, Colorado, where Lowen allowed 1 goal on 3 shots, while Alana Lopp surrendered 2 goals on 4 shots faced. On September 16th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference honored Jensa Napier-Ganley as the Women's Soccer Offensive Player of the Week, as Ganley led SFU with a goal and 2 assists last week, highlighted by an assist, followed by her first GNAC goal against Colorado Christian, where the Red Leafs edged the Cougars 2-1. On September 17th, the SFU women's basketball team had their media day, according to the SFU Athletics and Women's Basketball Facebook pages. On top of women's wrestling, men's basketball, and softball teams, according to the SFU Athletics Facebook and Instagram pages. Also on September 17th, the Red Leaf swimming teams resumed their practices, according to the SFU Swimming Facebook and Instagram pages. On September 18th, SFU started its 2024 Terry Fox Run from the Convocation Mall, participated by various SFU athletics programs, students, and alumni. Two games were on tap for September 19th. The Red Leafs men's soccer team took on the Fort Lewis Skyhawks, where Alex Marcoux opened the scoring for SFU at 15:03 on Martin Lucas, but Fort Lewis Theo Bergman tied the game at 63:33 on Jordan Thorson, and neither could score another goal, where the Red Leafs were called for three yellow cards to the Skyhawks 0 at Dirks Field in Durango, Colorado, where both Jordan Thorson and Martin Lucas each yielded one goal on two shots. Meanwhile, SFU Volleyball swept away the visitors Alaska Anchorage in three straight sets at the West Gym. Today has the Red Leafs women's golf team at the Grisham Memorial Shootout, hosted by the St. Martin Saints in DuPont, Washington.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current standings in the men's soccer within GNAC. Western Oregon is first at 3-1-1. Sierra Pacific, second, 2-2-1, much like Western Washington. Montana State Billings, fourth, 1-2-2, much like Simon Fraser. Northwest Nazarene, sixth, 1-3-1. And St. Martin's last at 0-4. No interconference games have been played within GNAC's men's soccer teams as of yet.
Volunteering at CGSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CGSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians. The music library. Acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CGSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cgsf@sfu.ca.
Here are the current standings within the Great Northwest Conference on women's soccer. Simon Fraser is first at 4-0, Montana State Billings second 3-1, Sierra Pacific 2-1-1 third, Western Washington fourth 1-1-2 fourth, Central Washington fifth 1-1-1, Western Oregon sixth 0-2-3, Northwest Nazarene seventh 0-3, and St. Martin's last is 0-4. As much like men's soccer, no interconference games within GNAC's women's soccer teams have been played as of yet.
Hey, are you a First Nations, Métis, or Inuit student? Not convinced university, college, or vocational trade school is possible? Or wondering what you should do after high school? Inspire can help you and your friends. Register for Inspire's free Indigenous mentorship program, Rivers to Success. Joining Rivers to Success gets you access to great information, great prizes, and exciting content. Discover careers and post-secondary paths geared towards Indigenous students across Turtle Island, just like you. Register online today at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.
Here are the women's volleyball standings. In the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Unlike men's and women's soccer, there have been some intra-conference games within women's volleyball. Alaska Fairbanks are first at 1-0 conference, 9-2 overall. Simon Fraser, first 1-0 conference, 5-3 overall. Central Washington, also 1-0 conference, but are third as they are 3-4 overall. St. Martin's, fourth 1-0 conference, 3-6 overall. Western Oregon is 5th at 0-1 conference, but are 7-2 overall. Montana State Billings, no intra-conference games have been played, but are 6th at 6-3 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 7th, 0-1 conference, but are 6-5 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 0-1 conference, 3-6 overall. Western Washington, 9th, 0-1 conference, 1-6 overall. And Seattle Pacific is dead last at 0-8 overall.
If you're a Canadian Indigenous student considering many life choices about your future, Inspire can help. If you need ideas about possible education or career path options specifically for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit folks like you, join Inspire's mentorship program, Rivers to Success. It's free to register, and you'll get plenty of up-to-the-minute information about university, college, and vocational trade schools. Most importantly, again, it's free. It's free, it's free, it's free. It's online, and we have monthly events with prizes. Discover the many potential job and study opportunities that are waiting for you across Turtle Island. Register online now at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Courting's new last name. Here is Babies.
Sympathize. Hell. guess if I had more time, I'd go back there, but it just wouldn't look the same.
I'd like to feature the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On September 14th, the BCIHL Red Leafs opened their preseason against the Okanagan Lakers at MNP Place in Kelowna, BC, where SFU fell 4-3, according to the BCIHL Red Leafs Twitter page. On September 13th, the non-conference Red Leafs featured an interview with Austin Fraser, who hails from West Vancouver and transferred from Lyndon University, an NCAA Division I program, where he spent one season. On September 19th, the non-conference Red Leafs announced the recruitment of Thomas Tien, who hails from Richmond and spent the last three seasons in the Western Hockey League, the first two with the Moose Jaw Warriors, based in Saskatchewan, followed by a stint in the British Columbia Hockey League with the Vernon Vipers, a Junior A team, scoring 20 points in 32 games, 3 goals in 9 playoff games in the 2022-23 season, after which Tien returned to the WHL with the Tri-City Americans, based in Kennewick, Washington, scoring 7 points in 59 games, according to EliteProspects.com. Today is part of the this week is the National Coaches Week, so the SFU Red Leafs Hockey sent thanks to Mark Coletta, Jim Camazzola, Jason Croak, and everyone else behind the scenes for making SFU Red Leafs Hockey for what it is today, according to its Twitter page. Tonight sees the SFU Red Leafs non-conference team hosting the Trinity Western University Spartans, a crosstown rival who played in the BCIHL, now in youth sports like UBC. The puck drop at Burnaby's Bill Copeland is at 7 p.m.
At Inspire, we know a lot about Indigenous success. It's what we build together each and every day. We're one of Canada's leading nonprofits. Not only do we help erase the financial burden of post-secondary education costs for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit students across Turtle Island, we also provide access to future career and education prospects for Indigenous students through our Rivers to Success mentorship program. It's free to join. Register today for monthly events happening across Turtle Island. You'll get the latest information about your future post-secondary and career options. Register online now at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca. Register today. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.
Welcome to the second half of episode 36 in the 2020. 2020-